Hey guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Lindsay Zarniak has spent her entire career covering the biggest stories in sports for networks including ESPN and Fox Sports. Along the way, she's become fascinated by the intersection of sports and music. And as the saying goes, athletes want to be rock stars want to be athletes. For both, the climb to the biggest stage is similar, but what drives them and the challenges they overcome are not. Each episode of The Artist and the Athlete pairs a prominent sports figure alongside a renowned musician for an intimate, wide-ranging conversation that explores their path to success, their process, and their passions when away from the big stage. Featuring guests like Danica Patrick, Alanis Morissette, Clayton Kershaw, Brad Paisley, Shaq, The Chainsmokers, Eddie Vedder, Anthony Rizzo, and more. New episodes drop every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts. Check it out. I know I'm gonna. Anything that features Alanis, I love. Is that ironic? All right, we'll edit this out.
All right, guys. X's and O's. Rapid fire.
Okay.
Both of you.
All right.
If I weren't an athlete or an artist, I would be what, Brad Paisley?
A spy.
Good answer. Clayton.
Unemployed.
That's it? There's
just... I got one skill, and I just, that's it.
Well, I heard you're a really good football player, too.
Mm-mm. No, that's ship sailed.
He could have played professional ping pong, but I don't think he'd be like topping Forbes list.
Yeah.
You can work on that when you retire. All right. One thing that I make sure to do before I take the field or the stage, Clayton.
Eat a bowl of cereal.
Any kind? What kind specific?
Usually Honey Nut Cheerios.
Nice. Brad.
Make sure my fly is zipped. It's literally like this, you know, that motion where it's like, okay, yeah.
I've had that.
You know, my husband happens to him all the time too. And I'm like, what's going on?
No, it's like, there's been times where literally I look at my bass player's going, he's like playing and he's like,
and he's,
and I'll like turn around and plan. I'll just turn around and hope that nobody's got a YouTube video with.
If you are making dinner for Ellen or Kimberly, what are you making?
For Ellen, we'd order out. There's no way I'd put Ellen through that. For me, we actually partnered up with a company called Tiller and Hatch. They're like $12 pressure cooker meals. You dump them in a pressure cooker and 4 minutes later or 6 minutes, I don't know, 8 minutes, it's done. And it's like the best stew you've ever had. So I could do that. That's about it.
Oh, wow.
I'll go burger. I can do like a burger, corn on the cob, Brussels sprouts on the grill. That's probably my main and only thing I can do. No grill mastering, but I can do that.
Did Brad get a World Series ring?
Great question.
We can work on it. Can I get mine first and then I'll work on Brad?
I'm not sure they give him to the guy that sang the anthem at game two or something, you know?
I don't know. They should. We should just give them to everybody.
You need a ring and you need a parade and you need some other things first that you will get.
Right, right.
Brad, what's your walk-up song?
Oh, you know what we did for a long time was the theme from Stranger Things.
Oh.
So good.
You know, we would play that like as I was walking up. It was always really cool because it just made you go, that's not what I expected. And then for a while, it was theme from Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, sir. Good.
Clayton, what's your encore?
Probably I Believe I Can Fly, Space Jam.
Okay.
That's probably the best.
Wow.
I can probably sing that the best out of any song. Like when I'm in the shower, I feel like I sound almost as good as, is it Brian McKnight? I don't know who's singing. I think that, but almost as good as him. Yeah.
I'm sure he'd agree with that.
Do you want to give us a sample?
I believe I can fly.
Oh, geez.
I believe I can touch the sky. You want more or no?
Just a bit outside.
Oh, come on.
I mean, not awful, right?
Oh, I think that'd be it, though. I love singing that one.
No, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad at all, actually.
That was really good, I thought.
The other one would be maybe like a Josh Turner song, like real low. Would you go with me?
No, don't do that.
I know I can't do that either.
Leave that to Josh.
All right. My kids think I'm annoying because.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us.
Oh, they might.
For me, it's like they think I tell dad jokes and I tell them, look, I kind of am a professional comedian at times and they don't believe me. They think my jokes are not funny, but I just think they're not smart. Them, not my jokes. My jokes are smart. My children aren't.
Fair enough. Clayton, why do your kids think you're annoying?
Well, now it's because I ask them how their days at school are. And it's like, they used, my kids have never been to school, right? We've been playing baseball or whatever. And as boring as that sounds, I just like, hey, how's your day at school? And they're like, Dad, stop. And I was like, just answer one question. Like, what did you do? Just do that for me and I'll let you go. And they still don't. And I don't know what they do. So.
Awesome. You guys rock. This is so much fun.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, this was great.